I'm recording this at a stupidly late hour, but you know what? I wanted to get you guys a post-game Locked On Grizzlies after a big win for the Grizzlies over the Spurs tonight at FedEx Forum. The late TNT game means that we weren't out of there till, I guess, midnight or later out of the locker room. But some fascinating stuff from what was a really good game, even though you have to take into account the fact that the Spurs played this game without Kawhi Leonard, who missed with a quad contusion, but most likely just a little bit of rest as the Spurs are going out on a road trip now. No Pau Gasol, of course. It was not a full-strength Spurs team, but the Grizzlies have lost these games before, and the Timberwolves, they saw that you can play a team that's not at full strength at home and still manage to lose if you don't bring your A game. And the Grizzlies started off, I think, in this one, it was an ugly game, and a game that most people didn't even get a chance to see because TNT was still on that fantastic, amazing, unbelievable game of the year candidate with the Wizards and the Cavs. It's a great game. I could barely watch Spurs-Grizzlies first quarter because I was so captivated by that other game. But, after one, it was 17-11 or 17-14, and it was just ugly. Ugly basketball from both teams. But that, in some ways, was good, actually, for the Grizzlies because it was kind of a reminder of the way they need to play defensively. I think they were willing to sacrifice a little bit on the offensive end to make sure that they got everything they needed to get defensively. They were terrific against San Antonio's pick and roll. They were terrific against those short rolls that they like. They were really good against LaMarcus Aldridge, just throwing different looks at him and making him work extra hard. He ends up 4 of 19 for the ball game, and they would occasionally throw double teams at him, doing some of the things that teams do against Marc Gasol. Aldridge is not the gifted passer out of the post that Gasol is, but he's super dangerous. He can pop, he can back to the basket, he can face up, he can do all sorts of things. So you have to be really careful with him, and they did a terrific job of throwing the kitchen sink at him, because especially with no Kawhi and no Powell, the lineups were not especially dangerous. You didn't have to worry too much about some of the other options out there. So they could really focus in on what the Spurs were good at. And what they were good at was, getting inside and you're trying to work LaMarcus Aldridge. Because of that, I thought the Grizzlies' focus was there right out of the gate, which was a real positive sign for the game, and I think a positive sign for the season, because this is a team that still is trying to figure out what the identity is, still trying to figure out, now that everybody's healthy, what the rotations are going to be. Deontay Davis, by the way, sent down to Iowa to be able to get some games in, which is perfect. That's what he needs to be doing at this point in the season, especially now that you've got a healthy set of bigs that are all playing quite well. And hell, you got Vince Carter, who we'll talk about in a second, who's playing incredibly well for a gentleman of his age. So it's great for Deontay Davis to get sent down there. Once there's consistency in the groupings, then you can start to work on how these pairings and how these five-man groups and two-man groups, three-man groups, how everyone works together, which only increases your ability to play defense. And I think it carries over. The Grizzlies played slow, deliberate. They did all the things that you would expect them to do in this matchup, and started to open things up a little bit in the second quarter. Ends up tied at 40. And then the second half, the Grizzlies really cranked up the defense, particularly in the fourth quarter, which was unbelievable. I mean, defensively, I don't recall seeing a fourth quarter like that. The Spurs made 3 baskets in the quarter. And in that final quarter, and one of them was very, very late. So really, for the bulk of it, it was 2 baskets. The Spurs ended up shooting 3 of 25 in the fourth quarter. But that last basket really, it was two. They made 2 baskets in the bulk of the quarter, and one of them was a tip in. The other was Kyle Anderson with a long 2. That was it. Stifling defense. Vince Carter blocked 2 shots in the fourth quarter. And the Spurs made 2 shots, essentially, in the fourth quarter. Vince Carter blocks 4 shots for the game. And as I tweeted out there, And thanks to the folks at Basketball Reference, the only guys over the age of 40 to block four shots in a game, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robert Parrish, Dikembe Mutombo, Karl Malone, and Vince Carter. And I asked Vince Carter after the game about that and a few other things, but I started by telling him about that comparison, and he laughed and chuckled, and I just said, what in the world? What happened out there, Vince?
No, just opportunity. I was feeling good. It was warm. It was warm in the gym. I will say that. So that's always good for my body, my bones. When it's warm, I can move around a little better. So, I mean, it was just all about opportunity, just being in the right spot and just going for it. You know, it's just being aggressive. I mean, defensively, we're flying around and just helping each other on the string. And it called for me to be the low man or be in that position where I just wanted to contest the shot. It happened.
Well, it was funny because I was talking to Popovich pregame, and he said you're one of the players he likes watching. You know, just the joy of seeing you still doing what you're doing and playing with joy. Is that why you're able to do? Because it looks like you love playing.
I love competing. I love the competition of it. I mean, I know there's ups and downs in the games, in the season, or whatever. And that's what comes with it, and I'm okay with that. But I just love being in the locker room. I love putting the work in still, competing, coming here early, doing all of the things that entails an NBA professional basketball player. I still love doing that.
You mentioned being on a string. Does that communication come just with playing together and getting the chance to work
Absolutely.
Together?
That's what I was going
to
say. It comes with just, you know, repetition and patience. You have to be patient. I mean, we're in this game, you know, everybody expects things to happen now. Fans, media, coaches, yeah. Players expect it to happen now. But with things like that, with continuity, with everybody being on the same page, because we've had guys in and out, we have to just be patient and let it happen and let it come together. And I think what better time than now, going into the All-Star break, getting ready for the last part of the season. This is when we want to start kicking it up and kind of, at this point, hopefully realizing who we are as a team on both ends of the court, fine-tuning it and moving forward.
You know, Vince, as he finishes with that discussion, he's right that the Grizzlies are fine-tuning it and getting it right at the right time. They are now a season-best 10 games over 500, and everyone is more or less healthy. Everyone is more or less finding a niche. Now, you know, you want to quibble over some details and, you know, talk about Chandler Parsons. And I mean, I think that's understandable and fair. You know, his performances have been pretty poor and not especially good tonight. Missed a lot of shots. I think he was athletically okay. He physically looked as good as he will look. I still think he's got a ways to go there, but he didn't look, you know, unusual bad. He just missed a lot of shots and a lot of pretty decent looks didn't go down for him, but he wasn't a supreme hindrance or anything like that. What was exciting also was Brandon Wright getting a real chance to showcase his ability on both ends of the floor. On the offensive side, he goes 4-of-4, which was just, you know, basically a supply of dunks and lobs and all those things that you like to see. A big rim-running, pick-and-roll, diving-to-the-basket type guy that you want to see Brandon Wright do. We talked about the potential that he had as a pick-and-roll big forever and ever and ever. Is it finally going to happen? Yes, it finally seems to be happening. He seems to be healthy. And then on the defensive side, he blocks three shots in 14 minutes, shows great mobility, ability to make up some ground, to do some shot blocking, and you know, to cover up for some space for some other guys. And I thought he played really well with Marc Gasol in the limited minutes that they played together. And so I discussed a few things with Brandon right after the game, but I started off by asking him about what he thought about him pairing up with Marc Gasol.
Well, he just gives Marc the freedom to roam the perimeter, and I can just do the bait. Usually that's a big disadvantage for the defense. You know, me running around, rolling to the basket, and then you got him out there knocking down threes at 40% clip. So that's a good thing. I mean, it's all our combination of bigs is pretty talented. You know, even when I play with Jay Mike, we got a lot of speed, a lot of athleticism, a lot of ability to switch a lot of different things.
Yeah. First lob that Mike threw, the thing was 20 feet in the air. I don't
know. Yeah, I told him. I was like, man, just throw those things up. I'm going to make you look good. I'm going for it. We don't get a lot of fouls called. You know, the referees got to get used to me playing again.
Right.
Because there's going to be a lot of contact in the air. Just got to go with it.
Because it looked like you guys are really doing a good job of stifling them, especially coming across in the middle.
Yeah, we didn't do anything crazy. You know, we just stuck to our defensive principles, and we've been pretty solid all year. We know we had a little slippage lately, but we're full strength now. I think we can get that back to where we want to be at.
So now that you're back, you want to play 15-20, do you feel like?
I mean, you know, I just want to play as much as I can. It's my job to make it tough on coach to keep me off the court, you know, and, you know, I'm on the court. I feel like I do good things for this team, and, you know, I want to be out there. You know, I think I can help us win, and, you know, good thing I'm not him.
Good thing I'm not him, says Brandon Wright of David Fizdale. But he's right. I mean, Fizdale's got some interesting decisions to make. And the rotation is starting to kind of come into full view here as you see Marc Gasol playing a little bit fewer minutes than he's played of late. Now, some of that is because of the garbage time at the end of the game. But the Grizzlies didn't treat it like there was a tremendous amount of garbage time in this one. There was a little bit. But no, the fact that you saw, you know, Zach, Vince, Brandon, all those guys, and then Jermichael Green can all play and rotate in and out of those big spots depending on how things go. And you can go extra small and even, you know, throw, you know, Vince down there at the four playing alongside Chandler Parsons. Parsons could even probably do a job down there too, depending on what lineups you want. So that's why you see no minutes for, you know, Deontay Davis. And I think the more these guys play together, the more comfortable they're going to be. The Grizzlies will practice today, which is good because they have not had too many opportunities to do that. And that, I think that will help to solidify what this team can do. It was interesting, though, because really just, you know, this was strictly defense. Spurs come into the game shooting 48%. One of the best offensive teams in the league. They end up shooting 37% overall in the game. And again, that, you know, really cemented with that 12% fourth quarter shooting that just killed them. They shoot 21% from behind the arc. Second chance points were huge for the Grizzlies, outscoring them 14-4. That's what kept the Grizzlies going in the first half, because actually the Spurs shot right around 50% in the first half, but the Grizzlies had quite a few more attempts. Spurs with quite a few turnovers also. That hurt them. So those were things that were killers. But Spurs just 74 points in this game, just 9 points in the fourth quarter. It's the Spurs' second quarter this season of fewer than 10 points. They scored a 9-point quarter against the Milwaukee Bucks earlier this year. They came back to win that game, but they did not do that against the Grizzlies. So I did get a chance to talk to Marc Gasol as well after the game. A lot of interesting comments from Mark, but we'll save those probably until tomorrow's pod, because he talks a little bit about some of the things that he does defensively. I kind of asked him about, you know, what he sees out there, what he wants to do, and I thought he had some very interesting things to say, so I want to give them a little more opportunity. So we'll save those for tomorrow's pod. We'll also preview the Suns game, which will come up tomorrow as well on the pod. So we'll do that too. As always, please feel free to send any comments, questions, anything like that. And we can open up the old mailbag. I'll throw that out there too coming up later on this week at some point. So we'll do all that. That'll be all on the way. In the meantime, I want to say a big thank you to everybody for listening in to this postgame edition of the pod. Hope you enjoyed the sound. Hope you enjoyed the performance, because the Grizzlies, with a terrific job of playing the kind of defensive game we haven't seen from them very much, and getting themselves to 10 games over 500, they are now tied in terms of not quite tied, I should put it that way, but virtually tied with the Clippers. Clippers losing again. Clippers now 31-21, the Grizzlies 32-22. So they are just thousands of a point percentage-wise behind the Clippers for fifth, but only two games back of the Jazz. And you know, a chance for the Grizzlies, who have typically kind of gone into the All-Star break not playing especially well. This is a little bit different for this group. So a chance with the game tomorrow against Phoenix to get another victory. You would feel pretty confident about that one. And then, of course, the big one on Friday against a Warriors team that all of a sudden had a little friction on the sidelines again in a loss to the Kings on Saturday. And I'm not going to say they're reeling and they would still be the favorites, but I think we all know what the season record is for the Grizzlies and the Warriors. So it would be very interesting to get that third win against Golden State. So big week coming up for the Grizzlies, all at FedEx Forum. Again, thanks so much for joining me here on Locked On Grizzlies. Thank you for the download. Please download and subscribe. Leave a review, hopefully a very good one. That would be great. Always appreciate all of your support throughout. You can get in touch with me, Peter at peteredmiston.com. You can follow me on Twitter at peteredmiston and read me in the Commercial Appeal and check me out on Sports 56 and 87.7 FM. Hope you have a great Tuesday, everybody.